Brothers and sisters, today's topic for Treasures for the Soul is The Father and Son Affection, Part 1. In Genesis, the experience between Jacob and his son Joseph illustrates Abba's love toward us. Jacob wept for Joseph. He longed to see his face. After Jacob found him, he said that since he had seen Joseph's face, he could die now. Abba's love to us is greater than Jacob's love toward Joseph. Isaac, whose name means laughter, expresses that we are Abba's joy and delight. Moreover, Psalm chapter 59, verse 10 tells us that God will meet us in his steadfast love. It's so precious that we are living in the deepest father and son affection.
Let us read some passages related to father and son affection. Genesis chapter 37 mentions that Jacob especially loved Joseph because he was the son of his old age. That's why Joseph's brothers hated him and wanted to kill him. They sold him to slavery instead. In Genesis, we can see the father and son affection, as well as the affection among the brothers. After Joseph's brothers sold him, they dipped his robe of many colors in goat blood and brought it to their father. When Jacob saw it, he was in deep agony. Genesis chapter 37, verses 32 to 35 reads, "And they sent the robe of many colors and brought it to their father and said, 'This we have found. Please identify whether it is your son's robe or not.' And he identified it and said, 'It is my son's robe. A fierce animal has devoured him. Joseph is without doubt torn to pieces.' Then Jacob tore his garments and put sackcloth on his loins and mourned for his son many days. All his sons and all his daughters rose up to comfort him, but he refused to be comforted and said, 'No, I shall go down to Sheol to my son, mourning.' Thus his father wept for him." In chapter 45, Joseph sent wagons and provisions to bring his father. Genesis chapter 45, verses 24 to 28. "Then he sent his brothers away, and as they departed, he said to them, 'Do not quarrel on the way.' So they went up out of Egypt and came to the land of Canaan, to their father Jacob. And they told him, 'Joseph is still alive, and he is ruler over all the land of Egypt.' And his heart became numb, for he did not believe them. But when they told him all the words of Joseph, which he had said to them, and when he saw the wagons that Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of the father Jacob revived. And Israel said, 'It is enough. Joseph, my son, is still alive. I will go and see him before I die.'" This is the father and son affection. Jacob went down to Egypt, not to enjoy all the riches and prosperity, but to see his son. Genesis chapter 46, verses 29 to 30 reads, "Then Joseph prepared his chariots and went up to meet Israel his father in Goshen. He presented himself to him and fell on his neck and wept on his neck a good while. Israel said to Joseph, 'Now, let me die, since I have seen your face and know that you are still alive.'" These passages are about the father and son affection in this world. Although Jacob loved Joseph so much, we know that Abba's love towards us far exceeds this. He loves us very much. It's beyond words can describe. I also want to briefly mention Isaac, Abraham's beloved son. His name means laughter. Brothers and sisters, it's so precious that you and I are Abba's joy and delight. Let's read Psalm 59. Saul sent men to watch David's house in order to kill him. From this psalm, we can see David was in great danger. Verses 9 to 11 read, O my strength, I will watch for you. For you, O God, are my fortress. My God in his steadfast love will meet me. God will let me look in triumph on my enemies. Kill them not, lest my people forget. Make them totter by your power and bring them down, O Lord, our shield. I love verse 10. It helps me so much. It shines like a diamond in this psalm. I also treasure verse 13. Consume them in wrath. Consume them till they are no more, that they may know that God rules over Jacob to the ends of the earth.